The buck stops here. Fridays at 10:50, it's Ranger Manager Buck Showalter with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're getting going here for today. Tomorrow night, you will have the opportunity to say hello to one Corby Davidson as he plies his craft at Dick's Last Resort down in the West End. He'll be there from 8 until 10. That's on Market at Ross. Near Record, or maybe at Record near Ross. Market, Ross, Record, somewhere around there.
If you're like me and you hang out in the West End a lot, you know exactly where it is.
He will have ticket t-shirts and Rough Riders tickets to give away. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there. Mm-hmm. And you can come out and guess how many limes are in a bottle for a chance to win a mystery tropical vacation miles away provided by thegolfspot.com. So come out there and see the Coda Snake at Dick's Last Resort tomorrow from 8 until 10. All right. What do you got? Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's 3:40 on the ticket.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit. Snake.
I forgot that this is going to require the pit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a very Larry David interesting slash embarrassing moment happen to me over the weekend, which I forgot to share with you yesterday. And it just about set me over the top, which not many things set me over the top. So when I used to live in Deep Ellum, there was a restaurant down there that I would go to quite a bit. It was of a jazzy nature.
Mm-hmm. Sambuca?
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. I wasn't going
to mention it. Was I not supposed to mention it?
It doesn't matter.
Is that still around?
It's gone now, isn't it?
It's gone. It's moved.
Mm-hmm.
It's moved.
Mm-hmm.
It's now in McKinney and Pearl.
You ever been there, Grego?
Never been there.
You've never been to Sambuca? I thought you'd been to Sambuca a time or two.
Never
no?
Never been by there. I tried to go there one night, and it was like a two-hour wait to eat dinner.
The one in Deep Ellum or the new one?
I didn't know that there's a new one.
Well, yeah, it's right up the street here.
No, I went to the one in Deep Ellum.
Isn't it?
Is it good?
I don't know.
No, nobody's ever been there?
Well,
see, I don't like any restaurant where they play... Right, restaurant. I don't like any restaurant, where there's music playing. And then at Sambuca,
like live music?
Yeah, didn't they always
it's
have...
kind of they did a jazz
right, they always had
combo.
Somebody up there with the big wood, and that bothers me. I want to go somewhere and eat, and
I used to love that restaurant when I lived in Deep Ellum. I go down there, and that was always where my parents came into town. Like, I took them for their anniversary there one time.
When they come into town from Arlington, from Interlochen?
Yeah. That's big doings. But then I moved, and I never really went back to Deep Ellum to eat dinner there. I just go see bands and stuff. So my wife and I are driving around on Saturday looking for a place to eat, and we're just thinking somewhere down in this neck of the woods. We get out of the Greenville area where we always seem to eat. So we come down here, and she's like, hey, let's go to that Sambuca place. I was like, all right, fine. I used to love it down there. I'm sure it's the same food, same owner and everything. By the way, you remember the guy who used to work the door at Sambuca? He was about
big giant black guy.
Yes.
7'4".
Yeah.
What?
I mean, one of the biggest. Yes.
7'4".
Oh yeah.
4.
He was huge.
Anthony or
I don't know his name.
God, where's Don Nelson? Sign that guy up.
He's black.
Oh.
Nelson wouldn't be his thing. He only likes big white guys. You know, Chris Arnold had that guy on. He had him on the air one time.
He did?
Yeah. I kind of can't remember the guy's name.
Well, where were you in on that? You're the producer of this show.
That's right.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Those are bad days.
Yeah, we're going to talk archery next. After we talk to the giant black man.
Those are my going out days.
What about badminton?
I don't remember much.
Damn right. Maybe some kickball. Never know.
So we pull in. It's a nice looking restaurant from the outside. And you have to valet park, which I don't mind little valet parking.
Maybe some checkers.
And it's right down the street here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, get out of the car. You know, guy steps in, hands me my ticket. And I was like, oh, thank you very much, you know. And I see the parking lot where they're taking it. It's about 50 yards away or so. And so we start walking to the door, and there's a guy standing at the door, and he's getting ready to open the door for us, and then he suddenly steps in front of the door.
Uh-oh.
And looks at me, looks at my wife, and I'm wearing jeans, a T-shirt that says Hang the DJ, and a nice T-shirt, a red nice T-shirt, and flip-flops. And he goes, we have a dress policy, no flip-flops allowed. And he looks at me, and he's pointing at my shoes and my wife's shoes. And then he looks at me, he's like, and to add insult to injury, we don't allow T-shirts with logos on them.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
That'll be great, okay.
How can you leave when you hadn't even gotten
exactly.
in?
Exactly. And we're just looking, and, you know, I was like, you know what, dude? You will never see me step foot on these this premises again.
You know what? Two of the greatest restaurants in restaurant. Dallas that I go to
two of them.
Are 2900 and Albernaz.
A restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Go to those all
restaurant.
The time.
Okay.
Almighty.
Both of those you can wear whatever you want to wear.
Exactly.
I went to Albernaz one time with a baseball cap.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And Albernaz is awesome,
yeah,
food.
And you know what? That makes this little J.O. restaurant like nothing. And the same thing with 2900. You can go to either one of those restaurant, and wear whatever you want to. I despise, I hate, I loathe any restaurant, where they have a dress code. Why?
I know.
You go there to eat.
I know.
Oh, I would never go there again, and I would encourage everybody else not to.
And you
to
know what?
There.
They used to not have that down there in Deep Ellum. But now they're up here in hoity-toity land, according to them at least, and no flip-flops.
So all of a sudden there's a dress code, huh?
Yeah. And so here's the kicker.
And see, most people, when you go to one of those places, you know, they wear something nice to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But I've been down there to 2900 before, where I've had on, like, sandals and shorts. Big Mike welcomes me right in. Come in, sit down.
Place is badass.
Yeah. You know, he'd go down there and eat, and it's about $100 to eat, and he gets his money, and everybody's happy.
So I look at the guy, and I go, I say something smart-ass to him, you know, and then I look at him, and I go, well, what about, I just valeted my car. Are they going to make me pay? Because I ain't paying for it. And he goes, they never valeted your car. And I turn around, and my car is right there. They never moved it, knowing that I wasn't going to get in. But they didn't tell me.
Well, did you not, at what point did you realize that this wasn't Sambuca?
It was Sambuca.
What
do you
mean? Okay. Well, you said Sambuca moved. So you went to the new one, the new location.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Are
I'm with
the
you
story?
Now. Yes, I'm with you now.
Why do you have dress codes in a restaurant? It makes no sense to me. No.
So why would you valet? Why would the valets know? They know there's a
that's
dress code.
That's not their code. Job.
Yeah, it's not their job.
It's not their job.
But yet they get in your car and then they pull up. The parking lot was literally 50 yards away, and there they just.
Do they have a lot of other cars to valet at that time?
No.
See what
they moved
don't?
My car like 6 feet and just sat it there, knowing that lummox was going to turn me away.
You know why? You know why they didn't do that? I'll tell you exactly why. Because if you'd have been some big-time celebrity, some right. actor that they didn't recognize, then you'd get in. Like if you were some right. actor that everybody else knew, or some, you know, say you were a professional athlete that they did, that the valets oh, didn't right. notice.
Say I was Justin Timberlake in
okay.
town for a concert.
Well, you know what? He gets in his flip-flops. They'll welcome him in and give him the greatest seat in the house. That's why those valet people, it's not their job to tell you, because the guy might have known you, even yeah. though they know. That you don't meet the dress code,
that's
the valet people, they are instructed, hey, let me handle it. And then if they had decided that you were some big rock and roll star, then the maitre d' will go out and go, hey, park this guy's car. Matter of fact, put it in a good parking place.
Why didn't you tell him you were the songwriter of Norm?
I wrote Norm! Have you not heard Thanksgiving Loves the White Man? So the kid who was the valet was like this blonde-haired California kid. And he was just standing there. He's probably like 20 years old. You know, he was just standing there with my keys. And I kind of turned the corner and grabbed the keys from him. He was like, Sorry, dude.
So you ever going to go there again?
Never. Never, ever. Why maybe the best restaurant in Dallas.
No, it's not either. It's not any better than 2900, and it's certainly not better than Albernaz. And they don't have dress codes.
True.
All right, who here believes he's not going there again?
Me?
I do, because he doesn't own anything other than flip-flops and shorts.
No, I had jeans on. I had jeans.
Well, that's truly a Larry David moment.
Boy, it is. Although, I don't think you raised enough hell.
I didn't.
Bill Parcells had a Barry Switzer moment yesterday. We'll discuss that next.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison.